This is Max News with Jim Finn.
Wisconsin Dells Middle School and Spring Hill Elementary School are in need of upgrades, and the school district is asking taxpayers to fund them this fall. A $4.5 million referendum is being placed on the November 5th ballot to address security at the middle school entrance and drop-off and pickup traffic flow at Spring Hill Elementary. The projects would be the start of the second phase of the district's master facilities plan, which emphasizes safety and security at the schools. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office released more information after 9 Reedsburg area students were cited for disorderly conduct. According to the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, several incidents that happened earlier this month between the hours of 9 and 11:30 p.m., which included sounding off air horns outside of people's homes and shining lights at homes, as well as knocking on windows and ringing doorbells. Deputies interviewed multiple students, which resulted in 9 being cited. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy, warm, and a little humid again today. We'll get to 83 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, and then we're heading into a fantastic weekend. Partly cloudy, 80 tomorrow, 82 on Saturday. We're talking low to mid-70s. Plenty of sunshine Sunday and Labor Day. Make your Labor Day weekend barbecue great with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
99.7 Max FM. Just after 8 o'clock with the B-52s on Max FM.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta highway.
I got me a car, it's as big as
90s, and more.
Radio 99.7 Max FM.
Human Nature, there is Michael Jackson, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We mentioned, Finn, during the birthdays that he would have celebrated his 66th birthday today, so I had to pull out something by Michael Jackson. And Human Nature, we don't play that very often here on Max FM, and it is one of my favorites, so that's what you get this morning.
It's amazing. I mean, if you look at that Thriller album, that was the album that kept giving, because Human Nature was a hit, Billie Jean... Beat It, Thriller, Girl Is Mine, Want to Be Starting Something, PYT. Yeah, I mean, it was just nonstop singles on that album.
Yeah, it was an amazing album.
It's the greatest hits album, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, when you think of greatest hits, and Michael Jackson put out a few compilations, especially after he passed away, basically everything from Thriller was on the compilation of greatest hits. So you got to have a little, give him a little respect for that. But Human Nature is such a great song. It's one of the songs to me that's a little bit underplayed just because of the different, again, as we've talked, he and Prince were magical when it came to incorporating sounds and making sounds and doing all of that. And as we've talked at length here on Max FM at different times about that Thriller special that you can catch on Showtime, all of the different noises and all those different sounds that you think back there that you hear in the mix of that that might be instruments, that's actually him. Michael Jackson was an incredible beatboxer, so he made all of the sounds, and then they were able to incorporate those all together to make it basically sound. He used his voice as an instrument, which is pretty darn cool.
During a time when we didn't have Pro Tools and we didn't have all this high-tech computer stuff, they were basically doing the old cut-and-paste routine with tape. Yeah,
so absolutely incredible. That's why I think Human Nature, just I just love that song. I love the beat of it. But then when you find out a little bit more about how it was made and all the intricacies that went into that one, it makes it just kind of glow all the more. So that's why we chose Human Nature this morning. And like I said, we don't play that one all that often here on Max FM. So I like to sprinkle in things you're not going to hear regularly. Yeah. I know, once in a great while, right? All right. So this is an interesting conversation because this is going to pull out all the siblings rivalries this morning and all of those stereotypes that might or might not be true. And we're not saying any of these are true. It's what other people are thinking. So really, at this point, I'm telling you, don't kill the messenger. Google looked back at the top questions that people ask about birth order. So the oldest, youngest, and middle child. Now, here are the top three for each. We're going to start with the oldest first because that's chronological and that makes sense. We're not saying the oldest child is the better child. Just again, don't kill the messenger. So why is the oldest child the shortest? All right, this is an actual Google question that they've encountered numerous times. It might be true for some reason, but it's not really clear if it is. Several studies have had conflicting results, as you can imagine. Another question that people are asking Google about birth order when it comes to the oldest, why does the oldest child get blamed for everything? Well, because as your parents will tell you, Google's going to tell you the same thing. The oldest child should know better and is going to set the example for the rest of the household. Number three on the list, why is being the oldest so hard? And again, because you're blamed for everything because your parents think that you should know more than the younger siblings. That's why. Now, when it comes to the middle child, some of the top questions we're asking Google, why is the middle child always hated? Is that really true? Or do people just not care about the middle child? I don't know. All you have to do is ask Jan Brady and Peter Brady. They'll tell you everything you need to know about being the middle child, right? Why is the middle child always forgotten? Well, see the above question, quite honestly. But I think these are interesting questions that we're asking Google to answer for us. Like Google's some sort of Notre Dame in the world or something. Exactly. And can tell us all of the answers to, well, it can, essentially, but it can't tell you about psyche, apparently. Why is the middle child always left out? Well, see questions number one and two for that one as well. Now, when it comes to the youngest child, Finn, some of the things that we're Googling about the youngest child. Why is the youngest child the favorite? Well, because it teaches you to manipulate your parents' emotions. That's why, if you're the youngest child. Why is the youngest child always spoiled? See question number one for that one. And number three on the list, why does the youngest child always get away with everything? That's another question we're actually asking Google. Because their parents have fully given up by then.
I've had enough. Whatever.
I was going to say, as you could probably attest to with all of these, having five boys at the in the house at one point in time. Now, does the birth order hold true? I was an only child, and we're going to actually get to only child questions in a minute. But does birth order hold true? Because when I look at my two, right, this is just my little study that I've done. Max is my very responsible, organized one. He is my rules follower. He is the one who is over the top when it comes to deadlines and when it comes to grades. And then I have Dexter. He is not my rules follower. He doesn't care what his grades are. He doesn't care if you tell him no. So that's just my personal observation between the two boys. They have very similar personalities in some ways, but then I don't know how two human beings who come from the same genetics and DNA could be so vastly different. Mm-hmm. So now you have five boys in the household, right? Mm-hmm. Over the course of time, between Chris's boys, your boys, and then Phoenix, between the two of you, do you find birth order to be a thing? Is this actually a thing, just based on your experience?
No, I think it's all about behavior, how they're behaving, who's behaving best at whatever time. It's interesting, though, because Taylor is my oldest.
Sure.
And he is not the shortest. He is the tallest. And he's, okay. So he's the oldest, and he's the tallest, other than Chris's son, Jack, who would be in her brood would be the middle child.
Okay.
He is also tall.
Okay.
So really it's kind of, and but then Phoenix is tall. So I mean it's like, sure. I don't know. We've talked about this before. I don't know where they got their height.
Right.
But they did, cuz I'm short, Chris is short, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but and the middle, the whole thing about the middle child being left out. No, I don't think that holds.
Don't you think the middle child, because they don't want to be left out, don't you think that they do certain things to put themselves in the limelight? At least that's what I've seen with friends who have, you know, like 3-4 kids. The middle child makes sure that they stand out in some way by doing something that's special or unique just to them. That's what I've always kind of observed, because I think you do have your older child. And I'm not saying birth order is a thing. I think every person is an individual. But I think when it comes to the oldest one of a group, I think they do have a little bit more responsibility. So I think they are a little bit more serious compared to maybe some of the other kids in the house, right? And then with your younger one, like they are the baby. And they know they're the baby, right? I mean, they've been told their entire lives they're the baby. And not that they can't be responsible and things like that, because I've seen some younger children who are way awesome about those things and responsibility, really great students and stuff. But they can play the baby part when they need to. That's what I've always observed.
I do feel like with the youngest, and I don't want to offend anybody, but I do feel with the youngest that there is a lot of manipulation going on there. I mean, and if you have siblings, that just muddies the water more.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
Big brothers and little brothers and the relationship there, and big sis, little sis, you know, all that stuff.
Yes.
I mean, I think that has more to do, because Chris is a middle child. She has an older brother, but a younger sister. And growing up, I mean, it's the typical, not quite the Gallagher brothers, where it's Liam and Noel, where they're flinging beer bottles at each other. But, you know, I mean, sometimes your big brother can be a little bit of a jerk sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes your little brother can be a little bit of a jerk sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of it just has to do with all that sibling stuff.
Yeah.
Now,
absolutely.
you being an only child, how did that work out in the household for you? Do you feel like this checks out along the scale?
Like, I'll be honest. I was very spoiled. My mom was a very strict mom, but I was the type of kid, even if I had to wait, I eventually got what I wanted. My parents were not like instant gratification parents at all. And I also had to learn how to work really hard when I was growing up, because both my parents were hard workers and they wanted to make sure that I understood that things weren't just given to you in this world. But I was very spoiled. And I was the only grandchild on my mom's side. She only had one sister who ended up not having any kids until I was about 12 or 13. So I was the only grandchild on that side for a really long time. And then on my dad's side, my uncle never did have children. So I was the only child. I was the only grandchild on that side for forever, for like my entire life. So I didn't really know what it was like to have other people around me. And my mom had a lot of cousins and things, but they were her cousins. So they would have been my second cousins. But by the time I came along, they were already in high school. So I was very, very spoiled. Very, very spoiled. And my parents made sure that I had a lot of good work ethic installed. They also made sure that I was a very polite child. My mom was really strict, though. So I did not get away with a whole lot in this world. I mean, I had to work really, really hard if I was going to get away with something. And inevitably, I couldn't do anything at school. I never got in trouble at school because my mom was always there. She was PTA yeah. president. She basically had her like her own little section of the office in the office. And I if I did anything, if I even like talked out of turn, she would be right there. She was right there because it went instantaneously back to her. And so, yeah, I didn't get away with a whole lot when I was growing up. And but at the same time, I was always with my mom. She was a stay-at-home mom. So when I was growing up, I was reading by the time I was two or three because she read to me all the time. And I loved to look through encyclopedias. I know, be jealous, people. I've always said I was nerdy. I was that nerdy kid. I loved to read telephone books when I was a kid because I liked to learn all sorts of new words. And my mom encouraged those types of things. She'd be like, yeah, let's find a new word today. So it was all that kind of stuff. I was also allowed to be uber creative and just have a really great time. My grandpa lived with us for a really long time as well. So that was always kind of an interesting childhood to have your grandpa in the household because, again, I was the only grandchild and I was the love of his life for a very long time. So I did no wrong in his eyes.
Wait, talk about being spoiled, right?
I was. No, I admit it. I was very spoiled, but I wasn't a naughty child. I wasn't one of those, you know, sometimes you see kids who are spoiled who expect everything to come to them instantaneously. That was not, I was spoiled, but I wasn't allowed to throw temper tantrums. There was no instant gratification. Yeah. I had to wait for things that I really wanted, whether it was for a birthday, whether it was for a holiday coming up, or just because my parents wanted to make me wait because they didn't want me to know that, you know, things come to you instantaneously. So I will say that I was spoiled, but I don't believe an obnoxious kind of way.
There were still guidelines is what you were. Yeah. You still had rules that you had to follow. And, you know, I mean, I think that's a little similar to parents that have their first child. And when you have that first one that comes along, you immediately want to kind of spoil them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we did with Taylor. But then after the first one, then all of a sudden you start thinking, okay, now I've learned that I probably shouldn't be.
We always called Max our practice child.
Right.
He's kind of our practice kid. Like, we knew what not to do and what to do. And then by the time Dexter came along, quite honestly, their personalities and their dispositions were so different. It was like having a second practice child because what worked with Max never worked with Dexter and vice versa. It was just how they were.
And that's frustrating when you're parenting because you automatically assume the second one is going to be just like the first one, and they're
not. Exactly. So. No, they're not even close. Not even close. Now, we were talking about being an only child, right? So Google also has questions that people ask about being an only child, and I can relate to all of these. Why are only children weird? Well, honestly, it's because all we have is our cat or our dog or our imaginary friend to talk to, right? If you aren't making friends, you're kind of on your own. Why are only children so sensitive? And basically, honestly, I can answer this. It's because you don't really have anybody around you to toughen you up, right? You don't have like a sibling who is going to beat the snot out of you for taking something out of their room, or you're not going to get into a lot of arguments. So most of the only children that I know, including myself, we are very sensitive creatures. We are, because we never basically had anybody arguing with us or telling us no or whatever it might be. And then finally, coming back to the conversation we were just having, why are only children spoiled? That is another question that we're asking Google as far as birth order goes. Duh, there's no competition. You have no competition in the house, right? Uh-huh. So I don't know. My dad was also, my dad was one of those people. He was interesting because he left a lot of my childhood to my mom. He was very busy. He worked really, really hard. My dad was a hard worker. And he left a lot of things that happened in my childhood to my mom. But we were always together on the weekends. And when we did have family time, it was essential that the three of us were together. And even when I got into into high school. I still, if I had the choice of going out with friends or whatever, there were a lot of times I'd still choose my parents over going out with my friends and things like that. We were just close. We were a very close family. And my dad, though, he was very quiet, and he never got angry about anything. I always knew, though, Finn, when I had pushed the envelope way too far, because that's when my dad intervened. And that's when my dad would start having a conversation with me. And if my dad spoke, I had I had really stepped
in. Young lady, until your father gets home.
Yes, yep. I had really, really stepped in it if my dad got involved. And I knew I was in a whole heap of trouble. And the worst was is that when I was growing up, we owned a construction company. And my dad worked out of town a lot because they built motels all across the United States from the time I was 5 till 15. He was gone a lot. And the worst would be is if I got into a lot of trouble on Tuesday and my mom would just look at me and she'd be like, you wait till your dad gets home on Friday. And that's like the worst. That's the absolute worst, because now you're just sitting there every day going, oh, what is going to happen to me? What is he going to say to me? And, you know, my mom and I, like a lot of teenagers, my mom and I, we had our arguments. We did. And I think that seems to be true with a lot of girls and moms and, you know, parents just in general. And boys are no exception. But I think girls are a little bit different as far as boys. Boys just don't care as much about some things. Girls do, right? I mean, it's just how it is. And I'm not, again, trying to stereotype or bring in the sexes into play here. But I think something are truer than others. And my mom and I, we would have it out, and we're a lot alike, so we would battle things out a little bit. And then if my dad, though, had to intervene, it was
that was not a good time.
Nope. I had said way too much. I had talked way too often. I had said things that were completely inappropriate, most likely. And if he had to talk to me when he got home, there was nothing worse. You talk about an only child being sensitive. If my dad had to come talk to me, it was like my mom, I wouldn't cry at all. I'd be like, that's fine, I'm just gonna go in my room, and I'd be fine. If my dad came, it was just waterworks. It was just, like, even before he started talking, it was just tears and sobbing, because I knew that it was gonna be bad if my dad had to intervene. Which I will say was not very often. I can honestly say it was not very often. I'd spent a lot of time in high school, especially studying. My grades were very important to me. So I know I gave my parents a few fits along the way, but I think for the most part, we could all agree that for the most part, I was a pretty easy, I don't want to say easy because no kid is easy, but I was okay. We'll put it like that.
Compared to others.
I worried about my grades, and I didn't really get myself into a whole heap of trouble. I was a little sassy, but other than that, I didn't like give them really big fits about a lot of things. So I
and that home environment is absolutely important too. I mean, everything that you grow up in, and then you were talking about spending a lot of time with your grandfather and everything. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's one of the things that is kind of a bummer for our son, Phoenix, because my mother passed away, my father passed away years ago, Chris's father passed away years ago, but he does have one grandmother still, you know, and I feel like that's always important in a kid's life when they're growing up, their relationship with, you know, their extended family and everybody else.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So no matter where you're at, I'm sure as we're reading these questions, though, no matter where you're at in the family order, there were probably some of the things you could relate to based on a sibling or your own experiences. Yeah. That's why I love questions like this. And I love that we think Google is going to answer them all for us. So,
well, of course.
Of course. I mean, it might be the smartest thing we have in our world right now is the Googles. You can find the answer to anything over there, except for the fact that why my dad made me cry harder than my mom. Nobody will ever be able to answer that. Taking a look at the forecast right now, mostly cloudy, warm and humid today, a high right around 83. Some scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Then really the rest of your Labor Day weekend going to be absolutely gorgeous. Partly cloudy, 80 tomorrow, 82 on Saturday, and then Sunday and Monday, low to mid 70s with a whole lot of sunshine. Right now, it's 65.
Hi, this is Jess from the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. And during the month of August, we are partnering with the Reedsburg Head Start Program by having a fundraiser every Wednesday night for the month of August between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m., where 10% of the till plus all of the tips will be given back to the Reedsburg Head Start. We look forward to everyone coming out to the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch and support all those little smiling faces. Thank you.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
It's 8:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully you are having a great Friday Eve as we just try to get ready for another weekend. We are almost there. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts now. I love rock and roll on Max FM. I am dancing there by the wreck of my ship. I knew he must have been about 17. Strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. Cause it's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 834 right now. And we got to talk about saving money and shopping local. Two of my favorite things. And if you love those things as much as I do, well, then check out MaxFMBigDeals.com. You don't want to check email today anyway. You're getting ready for the weekend. Go do a little online shopping and put a little extra into the wallet going into the Labor Day weekend. Now, when you go over to the store, we're talking about savings in some cases up to 50% off. Here's an example of some of the things you're going to find. If you love really delicious homemade foods, make sure you check out the Relish Tray Bistro and Speakeasy in downtown Baraboo. A $25 certificate to dine in at the Relish Tray is only going to cost you $20 when you're at MaxFMBigDeals.com. If you love some really great live music, the Friends of the Ringling Bed and Breakfast are going to be holding that third annual Barrow Blues Music Festival and Jam next Saturday. That's September 7th. We have a two-pack of tickets for that event, a $20 value. Yours when you're at MaxFMBigDeals.com, only $14. And then, of course, we also have to talk about the Little Market More in Sauk City, where you can pick up some really great produce and some things for the home. Really fun little store. A $20 certificate for you to do some shopping at the Little Market More. Only going to cost you $14 when you shop at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Really, no matter what you're looking for, whether it's something specifically for you, something for the home, delicious food items, adult beverages, entertainment, make sure you're getting it at MaxFMBigDeals.com. And remember, check out all of those instant downloads going into the Labor Day weekend. We don't send you any certificates with those. They're right there on your phone, and you're saving a whole lot of money and entertaining yourself right here in the area over the long holiday weekend. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Going to be lovely as we head into the Labor Day weekend after we get through today and tonight with some rain. Sean Cable's going to tell you all about that in just a moment. Plus, we're going to have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
This Get Out the Vote message is brought to you by the Family Law Office of Hales Legal Service, who encourage you to be a voter. All registered voters may request a no-excuse absentee ballot, but remember, you need an adult witness to sign it. Learn more at civicmedia.us.vote. To contact Hales Legal Service, LLC, call 608-356-0330.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
The football Badgers kick off their season tomorrow night against Western Michigan at Camp Randall. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyler Van Dyke takes over at quarterback as the Badgers try to improve on a 7-win season in Luke Fickell's first campaign in Madison. The Packers held a lighter workout yesterday and get after it again today as they get ready for their season opener against the Eagles in Brazil. Christian Watson said, nice to finally turn the page and get ready for a regular season game.
100%. I mean, camp is a grind. Mentally, physically, it's taxing, so to get away from that and get to game planning, and it's a lot more exciting when you're actually game planning and getting into the season. You just have a little bit more motivation in terms of reaping the reward of winning a football game. So I'm definitely excited about turning the page and getting into the season.
Baseball: Freddie Peralta tossed 6 shutout innings of 2-hit ball to lead the Brewers to a 5-3 win over the Giants last night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly cloudy, warm, and a little humid again today. We'll get to 83 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, and then we're heading into a fantastic weekend. Partly cloudy, 80 tomorrow, 82 on Saturday. We're talking low to mid-70s. Plenty of sunshine Sunday and Labor Day. Make your Labor Day weekend barbecue great with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
99.7 It's 8:39 right now. Beautiful morning out there, even with a few clouds. A little cool. We'll take that after the last few days of heat and humidity. It's Bobby Brown now on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:43 right now. And Finn, we've got to take a look at our calendar days, all of those things that we can celebrate as we get closer and closer to the weekend. And I will honestly say that you can tell we're getting towards the end of the month because these are just not good. And some of them, I don't even understand what they are. But we're going to start out with the ones that I get. So today is Individual Rights Day, which pretty much speaks for itself. It actually honors John Locke on the anniversary of his birth. Individual Rights Day has been observed since 2009. And this is basically a day where, really just try to stir inside of yourself what makes people more willing to think of other people and their rights as individuals versus constantly, trying to degrade people and things and take away rights of certain group. So that's what Individual Rights Day is. And by the way, John Locke was born on August 29th, 1632, in a village in southwestern England. So really just going off the principles that he taught way back, way, way back centuries ago. Let's see, what else do we have on this list? It is More Herbs, Less Salt Day, which is a good one if you're trying to, decrease your sodium intake. Mm-hmm. It's really just encouraging us to use some really delicious herbs instead of for flavor in our foods, instead of really just grabbing for the salt shaker every single time. I love herbs in cooking. You always got to have a little salt in there, but I love to use different herbs. It always smells so amazing. Always, always smells
And you don't
good.
Have any type of garden out there, do you?
No, I can't grow anything. I have to rely on other people who know what they're doing to grow those herbs for me. I'm not good at those things. I'm just not. Plus, the wildlife out here would be crazy. It would eat them all the time. But I'm one of those people who also uses a lot of Himalayan sea salt. I don't really use the iodized table salt. I use sea salt for everything because it's so good. So good. Let's see. What else do we have on this list? I told you this is not a great day. We're basically going to go into the food and drink ones already because the rest of these are not good. It's Chop Suey Day today, if that's something you want to try out. Obviously, a American Chinese dish consists of a meat like pork, beef, shrimp, chicken, or fish, and some eggs, which are cooked in a sauce with some vegetables, usually like cabbage, celery, and even some bean sprouts. See, when you add bean sprouts to anything, bean sprouts or pea pods, you'll lose me. I hate pea pods. I absolutely hate them. There's something about them whenever you put them in my food. I just do not
just
like
not
them.
Not your jam.
They're weird. Their texture's weird, and they're kind of chewy and kind of crunchy all at the same time. And if they're half cooked, they've got, they are chewy and crunchy at the same time. No, you should be soft or you should be crunchy. You shouldn't be some weird version in between. I don't understand it. So a chop suey is just not my thing.
Chop suey is not really my jam either.
Smells delicious always, but it's just not my thing. I can find a lot of other really great things in a Chinese restaurant, quite honestly. Let's see. We have a few good drink ones on the list today as well, because if you're a wine drinker, which I know you are, especially the red wines, today is International Cabernet Day. So if you want to enjoy a nice glass of Cabernet. And then it's also National Lemon Juice Day. And I love lemon juice. I use lemon juice for a lot of cleaning and also to keep my fruits and my vegetables nice and fresh my fruits, especially when I put them in the fridge. Apples, a little sprinkle of lemon juice on them, keeps them from turning brown. Sometimes I'll do that with strawberries and blueberries as well. Just keeps them fresher a little bit longer.
Sure.
Now, on National Lemon Juice Day, though, not to be confused with Lemon Day, which was actually last month, or National Lemon Month, which was clear back in June, right on cue, a lemon-related hack is making the rounds online. But is it a good hack, or is this just more of that TikTok nonsense that we all have come to know and love? Tossing half a lemon in your dishwasher supposedly kills bacteria and prevents lime scale from building up. It's based on this video that went viral a couple of years ago. So Food and Wine did the heavy lifting on the research for this one, Finn, and they looked into whether this actually works. The answer is, in theory, yes. The acidity might help with the lime buildup, but overall, it's probably not worth it. And you can't just toss a half a lemon in there either. The seeds can actually clog or break the machine, so you have to remove them first, and then half a lemon won't do much, so you're going to need actual multiple lemons to make this happen. Now, Consumer Reports looked into the same hack last year and found it's better to just use some sort of cleaning solution designed for descaling dishwashers. And I know a lot of people try to keep it more organic without getting the chemicals involved. And I totally understand that. I'm the same way. There are lots of those agents out there now that are a little better than the chemical-laden ones. I mean, they still got stuff in them, right? Let's be honest. But they're a little bit maybe better for you. Safer. And maybe, you know, because some people are really watch those types of things. And I totally understand. I use vinegar for cleaning, for goodness sake. So that tells you everything you need to know about where I'm at with chemicals.
Just as long as you're not destroying your dishwasher.
Right? I mean. Right? Yeah. As long as it's safe for the dishwasher. I mean, there's products out there, people. There's products that you can use. I use lemons in my, like, lemon juice down my drain because sometimes it gets a little stinky, right? We've all had that. Baking soda, lemon juice takes the smell out right away. I love it. And then it makes a really fun science experiment in your sink, too, which is always fun.
Awesome.
Whenever you have, like, bubbles and things kind of like doing the whole growth and exploding thing. I'm always down for it. I perpetually become 5 years old, and I'm like, ooh, look at it.
So
this.
Cool.
This is so awesome. And then I'll just add a little bit more every time. I'll be like, oh, the smell's still really bad. It's just so I can see it all fizz up. It's still really fun. Perpetually five, people. That's what I am. So a few things that we can celebrate today as we get towards the end of September and closer to the weekend. Taking a look at the forecast right now, mostly cloudy, warm and humid today with a high near 83. Actually, a very lovely start to the morning. A real soft breeze out there, the clouds sticking around. I'm kind of all for that as long as the temperature stays down today. Mm-hmm. Some scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, and then tomorrow through your Labor Day, going to be absolutely gorgeous if you do have any plans for the holiday weekend. Partly cloudy and 80 tomorrow, 82 on Saturday, low to mid 70s on Sunday and Monday with a whole lot of sunshine. Right now, it is 65. The morning show on Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Ask her if she'll marry me some old-fashioned way.